This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together are studying the Word of God. We're in Revelation. We're going to wrap up chapter 20 and get into chapter 21 here in just a moment. Lord, we thank you for another day today. We praise and exalt you in your holy name. Lord, we ask for your blessings now on our study. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Speak to us through your word, Lord. We come to you today with open and hungry ears, and we ask for you to speak to us where we know that you speak, and that is in your word. We're all ears. Help us to be doers of your word still and not hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Revelation chapter 20. We've been in this for probably a year now on the radio and podcasting this as well. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. I invite you to like our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. These programs, for instance, this one here, will be uploaded on Saturday morning on the Facebook page, but you're going to hear it on the radio. To hear these programs as they're uploaded, you can go there. You also can download the app. Unfortunately, there's a charge for that, and that's not my doing. If you go to Gospel Study with Paul Esposito, that's the former name of this program, you can download the app. I think it's $1.99. Also, you can go to WMIEFM.com, and there's the on-demand link on there. All of these programs are all on there. You can hear this program on demand from any day by going to the website of the radio station here, WMIEFM.com, and look for On Demand. Now, Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, it says, "And the dead were judged by the things written in the books, according to their works." Now, there's no reason for me to think that that's not you and me, because we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one will give an account of the things done in the body. Now, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Now, this has to happen somewhere. Some people say it happens in heaven. We looked all last week at how that's impossible because the Word of God tells us at least four times. There's a couple more times in Isaiah. I just couldn't remember or find where the scripture verses were. There's at least two or three in Isaiah where the Lord says that he's going to recompense the righteous here on earth. So there's half a dozen. How many scriptures do you want? There's half a dozen scriptures in the Bible that say that you and I will be rewarded for our works here on earth, not in heaven. People put us in heaven for 7 years, those that believe in the rapture, because they have to have us doing something for 7 years. So people put the judgment seat of Christ there when there is no text in the Bible anywhere that says the judgment seat of Christ is in heaven. You're not going to find that anywhere. And I've given you at least four showing you that it's here on earth. So if in fact it is on earth, then this leads me to believe that this is you and I here. The dead were judged by the things written in the books according to their works. Maybe you say, "Oh man, I'm not going to be judged for my works." Oh yeah, you certainly will. You also can read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. What are you building on? No other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Are you building on him? First off, maybe you are building on him, but then I ask, what are you building with? Gold or silver? That is imperishable things. That is laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust can corrupt. But silver and gold, things which will be refined in the fire, which will come out of the fire, what are you building with? And then there's wood, hay, and stubble, things which won't make it through the testing of the Lord when he tests your works. That's right. You will be judged for your works. Not for your salvation, but for your works. Your works are going to go through the fire. We must all appear like a summons, like you get a summons in the mail, if you've ever gotten one of those before, maybe just to appear in court. Maybe you've been called for jury duty, and or maybe some of you were old enough to remember getting a draft notice when you open it up and it says the word there, greetings. You have been summoned to appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one will give an account for the things done in the body, whether good or bad. Leads me to another verse, Matthew chapter 12. Verse 36 says, for I say to you that every idle word that men will speak, they will give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Certainly, we will be judged for the things that we do. We will be judged for the things that we say. Now, not for salvation. Again, I read to you earlier, and I'll read it again just to prove that point to you, that this is not for your salvation. Someone's already been judged for your salvation. Someone has already paid the price for your sins. Someone has already died in your place. His name is Jesus. He's died for all of your sins. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14, if any man's work abide that he is built thereupon, he will receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now you might be saved if all your works are wood, hay, straw, but you're going to smell like smoke. But indeed, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And here it is in Revelation chapter 20. And the dead were judged by the things written in the books, according to their works. Remember, you were created for good works. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says that you are God's poema. You are God's workmanship. And you were created in Christ for good works, that you should walk in them. As it says in Titus chapter 3, Paul reminds Pastor Titus, put them in mind, that is, remind them to be subject to principalities, powers, to obey the magistrates, that is, obey the government, to be ready for every good work. He says it there. Then in verse 8, he says, this is a faithful saying, these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. How many talents has the Lord given you? We read that some he's given five, some he's given two, and some he's given one. For the one who received the five and one who received the two went and did business with the talents the Lord gave them, and they each got commended the same. But the one who was given one scoffed at it and buried it in the ground. And when the Lord came back, he said, here, you've got what is yours. Let's you and I be about the Lord's business today, using the talents that he's given us. What's the talent he's given you? Are you a singer? Are you a musician? Are you a football player, a quarterback? Are you a preacher, a pastor, a Bible teacher? Are you a plumber? Are you a website builder? Are you an electrician? Are you an air conditioning repairman, an installer? All these things can and should be used to the glory of God. So the dead were judged by the things having been written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and hell gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged. Each one doesn't say according to their faith. It says each, because you're not going to be judged according to your faith. You are saved according to your faith. Your name is written in the book of life according to your faith. There is no condemnation for you according to your faith, but you're going to be judged for your works. They were judged, each one according to their works. Then death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. It's Revelation chapter 20, verse 14. You know, I hear it all the time. I even hear Christians say it. No such thing as hell. Don't believe any of that stuff. When you die, you die, and it's all over. You leave this world, or you wink out, and it's all over. Yeah, well, let me ask you the question. If the first death doesn't kill you, why do you think the second one will? You know, there's an old saying that you can run, but you can't hide. Some people died in the sea. Some people were cremated after they died. It doesn't matter how you died. You will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. Everyone who has died, no matter where and how you have died, whether or not in the sea or whether or not your body was cremated afterwards and you were ashes, no matter who you are, no matter where you went, no matter how you died, you will indeed be judged according to your works. And this is the second death. So everyone who has died, all the unrighteous dead, let's grant it and say, okay, there's no Christians here. These are all those who refuse Jesus Christ. And they'll be judged according to their works. And this is the second death, the lake of fire. Everyone, no matter who we are, who has refused Jesus Christ, everyone who has not received him as their Lord and Savior will be resurrected again, only to face this, a second death. And like I said before, the first death didn't kill you. Second one's not going to kill you either. Because this, the smoke of their torment, we read in another place, goes on forever and ever. Last verse, verse 15. If anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire, where we read the first three inhabitants are Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And we're out of time. We'll pick it up right here in our program tomorrow. Again, I just want to remind you, please, to go to our Facebook page, the WGOD Radio. You also can follow us on Twitter at WGOD Radio. On the web, we are at WGODRadio.com. There's a link on there that says discuss today's broadcast. I'd love to hear your comments. Would you leave some feedback on there on your take of this or perhaps anything that the Lord has revealed to you during this study? I would love to hear that because I grow as well and increase in knowledge as the Holy Spirit reveals things to you. That's why I love Bible studies where people talk, share their opinions. I'd love to hear what it is the Lord is showing you. Again, we'll be back here tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.